contended for the miraculous for his entire walk with God and changed churches and changed. And I'm up there teaching, and I walk past him again, and I look over and I see myself tackle him again. I said, Lord, you have got to be kidding me. Listen to me, I'll run through a troop, leap over a wall. I'll dance today if I have to get you free. Are you listening to me? So I thought, no, this has got to be the devil. That can't be God. That's a little unusual, right? A little unorthodox, isn't it? So I just test it out again. I'm walking, I look over at him, and I saw myself in the spirit go tackle him. I said, Lord, you have got to be kidding me. So I just kept teaching, and I kept avoiding doing that. How many of you would like to have that assignment? No. See what kind of job I got? It's a dirty job, but somebody's got to do it. I'm thinking in my head. You ever talk to somebody, and while they're talking to you, you're having a conversation in your own head? We've all done it, haven't we? I'm thinking, Lord, they're going to think I'm crazy. And I got in front, and I walk in front of them again, and I saw myself tackle. I said, you have got to be kidding me. So I just said, okay, well, if that's what you want, that's what we're going to do. This is a true story, by the way. I'm talking about troubling times. You know, Jesus said, smite the shepherd and the sheep are scattered. That's why you need to pray for your pastor. Because the devil can take him out. Smite the CIA, the Central Intelligence, the head of intelligence. Take that out and then the sheep are scattered. That's why you need to pray for those in authority. We might need a quiet and peaceable life and all godliness. That's why you need to love your pastor and pray for him and pray protection around him and love him and bless him and do good things for your pastor. I'm not saying you don't, but you need to stay. Do never turn against the offices of God. That is a suicide mission on your part. You always align yourself with godly leadership. Amen? I said godly leadership. You understand? And that's what you have here. So I said, well, okay. What was your name again?
Nicole.
So Nicole, I just said, okay, I'm going for it. So I got right about here and he was there and I just ran like a football. I mean, man, I threw my shoulder into him. I ran like a bear cat. I just hit him, bam! And people, oh my God. He fell off the pew. Now, you're pretty good size. You play ball? You look like you could have. But he fell on the floor, rolled 3 times, and laid there on the floor, and I just picked up and said, okay, and went back to my teaching. Now, that's a strange situation, isn't it? Now, God's never had to do that since then, thank the Lord. And it's an extreme, but I'll tell you why. So I just went on teaching. By the way, after the service, they went like these pews. I cracked the pew. That's how hard I hit them. I usually, I put my heart into everything. So after the service, then God moved and we had all kinds of beautiful things happen and Jesus was lifted up and great things were taking place. And afterwards, the ministers would eat in the back room and some of the, we'd all sit back there and I just sat down and I said, bro, man. Sorry, man. You okay? I said, I just, God told me to do that. And then, I'm really sorry. He said, no, Brother Chris. He said, you have no idea. He said, I came to these meetings and I told the Lord, after these meetings, I'm done in the ministry. I'll never do ministry again. You have no idea sometimes what pastors and leaders are going through. They get attacked on multiple fronts. He said, when you lined out and hit me, he said, all that oppression, all that darkness, it was like it was obliterated and blasted off me. He said, I'm free. Now, I say all that to tell you this. Isaiah 10:27 says, the yoke shall be destroyed because of the anointing. Now, listen to me. I trust that God won't have me to do that again, and today I hope he doesn't. Right, Nicole? Okay. But here's my point. In the natural, it was like laying a boom on him, And that's how it is in the Spirit. I wanted to get that across to you. When the anointing comes in, instantly, that yoke of bondage, the desire to quit, the oppression of darkness, the spiritual demonic forces that taunt you, that you lay in bed and roll and can't sleep, or the issues of oppression, depression, not sleeping, when that anointing comes in, it is as if we break a pew, smash him in the head, break the powers of hell, and you will be free, for you shall know the truth, and the truth will make you free. Come on now. This is a day of freedom for you. This is a day for you to stand up and rejoice and take your place and your dominion in Christ and push back on the forces of hell and let the devil know you're in charge. He's not in charge. You're in charge. No more. Enough is enough. Come on now. Hallelujah. Glory to God. 2014, I was driving to a conference in Orlando. It's a 1,000-member church, and they had a conference. I was one of the guest speakers. I was going to pick up my clothes. A 17-year-old kid with an expired license going 70 miles an hour hit me head on. Well, I think, man, you think that was God? Some of these goofy people, you know, an act of God. It's the devil trying to take me out. Brother Eric, my car spun 2.5 times in the intersection. Thank God the tip of my car was out, and it hit and spun. If they hit me head on, I would have been dead. Who knows? The probability would have been more likely. But the car spun 2.5 times. As soon as that car hit me, all I said was, Jesus! For he has given his angels charge over you to keep you in all your ways, lest you dash your foot against the stone. The Bible says, are not all, Hebrews 1:14, are not all ministering spirits sent to render service for those who have inherited salvation? You've got angels watching over you. You know, I taught for Brother Hagin in healing school for about six and a half years. And one day I was in there teaching, and one lady walked up and said, Brother Chris, can I talk to you? I said, sure. He said, I don't know if you know this, but when you were up there teaching, there were two large angels just following you everywhere you went. Come on now. Angels, I'm conscious of angels constantly in the service. They bring body parts into the service. You know, there's rooms in heaven full of body parts. Whatever you need, just put a demand, and it's here today. Thank you for your enthusiasm. I felt like I was Arnold Schwarzenegger. I jumped out of the car like an action figure, dove on the lawn, and just started praising God that I was alive. Are you listening to me? Sometimes we, you know, I had a conversation one time with Oral Roberts. I said, I was younger in the Lord and ministry. I said, Brother Oral, I said, what is it that you could share with a young minister that would help seeing all the years? At that time, he'd probably in ministry close to 45, 50 years. He said, young man, he said, remember this. He said, there will come a time in your ministry and life where Satan will come for a knockout blow. And he said, you will have to weather that storm to win and finish the ministry that the Lord has called you to. How many of you could say you've had some knockout blows come? Paul said, we're knocked down but not knocked out. Amen. Are you listening to me? He said, this light affliction is but for a moment. Are you listening to me? Many are the afflictions, many are the battles, many are the issues of the righteous, but let me tell you something, God will deliver you out of every battle, every adversity, every trial, every battle that comes your way. You conquer in Christ. Come on now. I was with Dr. Rodney Howard Brown. He asked me to fly with him to Copeland's meetings down in, they have ministers' meetings every year in the first of the year. And he asked me, he said, Brother Chris, would you come fly with me? I will fly down together. I want you to come with me. I said, sure, I would love to do that. And they brought the wrong airplane, you know. They chartered a plane, and they brought the wrong plane, Eric. And so, you know, this plane would have got us there late. He said, you know, you can come to my meetings late, but you don't come into Copeland's meetings late. And so we decided to stay back, and we went out to dinner, And I sat with the two of them, and they're friends in the ministry, and they began to share with me. You know, there's a lot of pastors that can't even share what they're dealing with and what the battles that they had. And, you know, it's amazing some of the things that people say about leaders when they don't have a clue what they're talking about. But they began to share with me how they lost their daughter on Christmas Day. She was 16 years old, 16, 17, one or the other. And they sat and they were talking about, and they were said there were people in the church world that were saying they were in some kind of sin, and that was the result of losing their daughter. Some of the crazy stuff that people say, I'm amazed, but we know the thief comes to kill, steal, and destroy, right? Yes. And I just sat there, and the Bible says in Romans 15, 1, says they that are strong ought to bear the infirmities of the weak. And the Bible says to rejoice with those who rejoice and weep. And what'd you do? I cried with them at the table. They lost their daughter. There are casualties. There's a spiritual battle going on. There are issues, and there's battles, and there's persecutions and afflictions that come, but we have got to stay in the game. I wish some of our predecessors would have shared a little bit more about some of the battles that they went through, so that we as younger ministers, now we're 30 years in the ministry, but that would help some of us to know that it's not always the glitz or whatever that people think it is, but this is very sobering and challenging. Now, Ephesians 6:10 says, finally, brethren, be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. Be strong in your doctrine. Be strong in the Lord. Be strong in Jehovah and in the power of his might. And he says, take unto you the full armor of God, wherewith you quench every fiery dart of the wicked one. For our wrestle is not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, powers, rulers of the darkness of this world, and spiritual wickedness in high places. Now the Bible says that we're to look not at the things that be seen, but the things that are unseen. For the things that are seen are temporal, subject to change. 2 Corinthians 4:18 for the location. There's a very thin layer between two realms. And these spiritual forces that are attacking you have got to push back. And you've got to know your battle is not with your husband, wife, boss. It is not in the natural. It is in the spirit realm. And you have dominion and authority. Colossians 1:13 says, and you hath he delivered out of the dominion of darkness and transferred you into the kingdom of his dear Son, in whom you have redemption and the forgiveness of your sins. Amen. Colossians 2:15 said, Jesus spoiled principalities and powers, made a show of them openly, triumphing over them through his death, burial, and resurrection. Are you there? Luke 10:17, Jesus said, I beheld Satan as a lightning bolt cast from heaven, and behold, I give unto you power, in the Greek, authority, to tread upon serpents and scorpions and over all the works of the enemy, and nothing by any means shall hurt you. Come on now. You have dominion. Genesis 1:26 in the first few pages of the Bible, and I'll be wrapping this up soon, okay? Genesis 1:26 in the first few pages of the Bible, God said, let us make man after our image and after our likeness, and let him have what? Dominion. Everybody say dominion. Dominion. Over every moving thing. Jesus is the King of kings and the Lord of lords. You men are kings in your home. You're a king in the earth. You women are queens in the earth. We have dominion. He made him who knew no sin that we might be made the righteousness of God in Christ. You are the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus. You're seated with him in heavenly places, far above all principalities and powers. You're in Christ Jesus and seated at the right hand of God. You have dominion and authority. The devil's sick, I'm teaching today. You can push back on his agenda. Jesus said, whatever you bind on earth shall be bound in heaven, and whatever you loose on earth shall be loosed in heaven. You have the power to bind and loose. Those demonic forces, you just say, I bind your activity now. You take your hands off my kids. You take your hands off our finances. You take your hands off our life. You take your hands off the sale of our house. You take your hands now off of our business. I'm a tither. Satan, you're rebuked in Jesus' mighty name. He shall increase me more and more. Increase comes from the north, south, east, and west. Angels are bringing in the finances right now. God is faithful. Come on now. You have got to step up a bit. You have got to push back. You have got to take your head out of the sand and let the devil know you're in charge in Christ. And Jesus said, don't rejoice that the devils are in subjection to you, but they are in subjection to you. But rejoice that your name is written in the Lamb's book of life. Woo! Glory! You're a mighty conqueror in Christ. I sense the anointing moving in here right now. It's starting to drop. James 4:7 says, submit yourself therefore to God. Resist. 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 What did I say? Resist. That comes from the word antihistamine, which is like you resist a cold. Push back. Resist who? The devil. And what will he do? He will flee from you. The word flee means run, stalk, and terror. Come on now. It's time for a 180 full Nelson to turn the table on this situation. And no weapon formed against you, Isaiah 54:17, will prosper. For his righteousness is of you, of him. And every tongue that rises against you shall be condemned, for this is the heritage of the servant and the privilege and the vindication of the servant of the Lord. Hallelujah. Galatians 6:9 says, let us not grow weary in well-doing, for in due season we shall reap if we don't faint or give up. 2 Timothy 2:3, enduring hardness as a good soldier of the Lord Jesus Christ. For no man that wars entangles himself with the affairs of this world that he may please him who's chosen him to be a soldier. Nahum 1:7, the Lord is good, a stronghold in the day of trouble, and he knows those who put their trust in him. Psalms 46:10, God is our refuge, God is our strength, a very present help in time of trouble. Psalms 27:3, the Lord is the light of my salvation. Whom shall I fear? The Lord is the strength of my life. From whom shall I be afraid? 1 Corinthians 15:58, be ye steadfast, immovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord, knowing your labor is not in vain. I can sense faith arising in this building. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Lift your hands to heaven and let's worship him. I know I've talked a little bit longer, I think. I don't know. But it's all good, isn't it? Blessed be the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Your best days are coming. Your breakthrough's coming. David fought a battle at Pezerim, and he won a great victory there. It was called the Lord of the Breakthrough. Today's your day for a breakthrough. I'm telling you right now, we want to just encourage you today to stand up, but we'll also want to follow the Lord. Let's lift our hands and thank God right now. Come on, lift your hands all over the building and just begin to thank him. Begin to worship him right now. Let's see what he has. The anointing's beginning to drop in the building. Now, I'm here to tell you, your pastor is a passionate man that wants victory, that he's an invading force kind of guy that's taken ground. Hallelujah. From the time of John the Baptist till now, the kingdom of God has suffered violence. But the violent, it doesn't mean that you go get a gun and shoot people. It means violent in the spirit realm. The anointing pushes back the forces of dark. The anointing of God is what brings change. Come on, lift your hands and let's begin to worship him. Let's worship him. The anointing's dropping strong. Here it comes. It'll drop really fast. This is my business. This is what I know. Here it comes. Here it comes. The glory of God is dropping in the building. My. Here it comes. Here it comes. Just lift your hands. Don't clap. Just lift your hands. Here it comes. I'm telling you right now, it's dropping right now. Demons. many of those demon spirits, some of you brought passengers in with you. Some of the preaching just drove them off. We're not going to put up with it. We're not putting up with no monkey business from the devil. We will not put up with it. Lift your hands and thank him. Come on. Let's just wait on him a minute. Let's just want to give him a minute for his spirit to begin to move in a little bit. I'm already getting instruction what to do, so just lift your hands and worship him. I'm telling you, he loves you today so much. This is your best. Listen, this is the beginning of change today. I feel it in my spirit strong. This is the day for some of you are going to turn the tide on the things that have been going on, the attacks, the assaults, the afflictions of the enemy. I'm telling you right now, here it comes. Here it comes. My. Here it comes. I'm telling you, it's going to drop strong. We are going to have a time the next two services and today. And I know this is the place where the presence of God moves, and he's welcome here. The Holy Spirit is welcome here. Here it comes. It's the glory of God. Here it comes. It'll come in heavy. It doesn't take long for the Spirit of God to drop. Wow. Close your eyes and lift your hands. See, how many of you can sense the anointing? It's dropping strong. This is the day of major impact and change for you. This is your turnaround moment. Now, I bind every force of hell that's come against the believers today. You leave them alone. I break depression, oppression, fear, anxiety, worry. We're to be anxious for nothing but everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving. We're to let our requests be made known unto him, and the God of peace shall guard your hearts and minds, Christ Jesus. Isaiah 26:3 said, I'll keep them in perfect peace whose mind is stayed on me because they trust me. We trust the Lord with all our heart. Lean not on our own understanding. In all our ways we'll acknowledge him. He'll make straight our path. Sweet presence here. Here it comes. It's dropping all over the building. All over the building. Here it comes. Folks, this is not a normal service. Here it comes. My. Here it comes. Oh my. It's the other realm has come. It's here. Jesus is here. The glory of his presence. Many of you are being refreshed right now. Times of refreshment, Acts 3:19, from the presence of God. Drink it in right now. If you're dealing with depression, you said, Brother Chris, I've been so depressed. Oppression, depression, you can't seem to shake it. If that's you, just come out of your seat and come down here quickly. You're not sleeping at night. Quickly, come to the altar. Not sleeping. Quickly, come. Quickly. Obey God. Thank you. Thank you. You're not sleeping at night. Quickly. You've been oppressed, depressed, or oppressed. I do not like when the devil hurts people. Quickly, come. All over the building. I know there's more. Suicidal thoughts. Quickly. Obey God. Quickly. Suicidal thoughts. Listen to me. Hope deferred makes the heart sick. The devil is working overtime. quickly, just line them out. Guys, help me. Just line them up at the altar. So I'm going to lay hands on them. I don't want them to fall on each other. Drinking alcohol, smoking cigarettes, any type of an addiction you want to get set free of, alcohol. Wine is a mocker and strong drink a brawler, and they that are intoxicated by it are not wise. Smoking cigarettes, nicotine, any kind of addiction. I'm here to tell you, we're going to see victories today. Quickly, come down to the altar, quickly. I hear in my spirit, I'm in this mess and I'm stuck in this place and I don't know how I can get out of it. If that's you, get down here immediately, quickly. That's what I heard in my spirit. I'm in this mess, I'm stuck. Quickly. Major breakthrough today. Major breakthrough today. The anointing is still falling. Can't sleep at night. Anxiety attacks, panic attacks and anxiety. Quickly, come. Quickly, come. We're proud of you, honey. Quickly, come. Quickly. Everybody that's up here, just take a step, one step forward. Quickly, just take a step forward so we can make some room for you. Give yourself some room. Get your eyes on the Lord. Lift your hands unto heaven. Drug addiction. Depression. Someone here, you've had such stress and anxiety, tightness across the chest. There's a healing anointing, a miracle anointing, but we need to deal with the oppression of the enemy. Acts 10:38, how God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Ghost and power, went about doing good, healing all that were oppressed of the enemy. Ushers, you'll need to follow me, okay? Quickly, come. Come on, honey. Proud of you, baby. Come, come, quickly. Someone here, you're having nightmares. You lay in bed, you're being tormented with dark nightmares, demonic nightmares. We've had little kids come forward, these snakes on them, just bust those demons right off of them, those assaults. Quickly, if that's you, having nightmares at night, can't sleep, rolling around. There's a whole thing of healing that's here too, and here, miracles for healing. Ushers, you'll have to follow me, okay? Those that are up here, just lift your hands to heaven. Just worship Him. We want to use wisdom, okay? We don't want nobody falling on top of people, so use wisdom, okay? Those of you up here, say this with me. Lord Jesus, I have dominion. I have authority. In your name, these assignments against my life are broken today. When hands are laid on me, I will be set free completely from this assignment, and I will use my authority in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Now follow me. No fear. The fear of the enemy. I break that fear down. Loose her in Jesus' name. Come here, brother. Now the money will come and increase shall come. And the Lord's going to open doors for you even to find new venues of success. He's going to open those doors for you. I know you've been praying and asking Him, but those doors are going to come to you, okay? So just hold fast a strong confession. The money's on the way. The Lord shall supply all your needs according to His riches and glory. And you say, I don't know what to do, where to go. Follow the Holy Ghost and be a doer of the word, but be at peace. Now I break that assignment off of Him in Jesus' name. Fire! Now, the temptation of the enemy is to go back into the world and to live in an unclean way, but the Lord wants you free this day. Be free in Jesus' name. Take the anointing. Now that depression that's on you right now, I break depression now. Lose him! Now, don't be afraid of anything. No, don't worry about that. God is a perfect gentleman. He loves you so much that everything between you and Him is between you and Him. Now, I break that assignment against you now. Be free! In Jesus' name, loose him! Depression, in the name of Jesus. Now, the Bible says in 1 Peter 5:7, casting all your care on Him, for He cares for you. Fire! Step forward. Now those demon spirits that have been taunting you, coming against you at night when you lay in bed, you can't sleep through the night. Now I break this assignment against him now. Lose him! Now the finances will come, and the Lord will supply all of your needs according to his riches and glory by Christ Jesus. Tithe and sow and say, watch the words of your lips. Life and death is the power of the tongue. They that love us eat the fruit. So if you say wrong things, you're hindering the hand of God. So speak life and say, God is my source. The glory of the latter house should be greater than the former, and the silver gold is mine. So God's bringing finances to you now. There it is right there. Be free from that oppression. Now, you've been faithful to all that you know. You've stayed in the game. You've resisted the attacks. You've stood against those things that the enemy has brought against you. And you're wondering why you haven't seen the breakthrough yet. Remember, he makes everything perfect in his season, right? Ecclesiastes 3:12. And the Bible says, let us not grow weary in well-doing, for in due season you shall reap if you don't faint. So you have to outlast the enemy. And the blessing is coming, and God has heard your prayers. And the money's on the way. Be free in Jesus' name. Now, you have to leave certain things alone in order for your victory to come. You have to walk away from certain things that would try to hold you back. The Bible says, laying aside every weight and the sin that does easily beset you, you run the race set before you, looking unto Jesus. Fire! Now, the family issues and the problems that are around you, the issues between family, you have to walk in love and just, you know, just leave it to the Lord. Pray. And sometimes it's so hard to stay there, right? It's so hard to stay. But the Lord said, I will sustain you, for the visitation of my spirit shall preserve you. Fire! Change, 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 change. I see change all around you. Fire! It's not time to move yet. Be patient. Wait on the Lord. Trust also on him, and he'll bring it to pass. Take the anointing. Take the anointing. Now, the days of your life are 70 if by reason of use. So you'll live out your days with blessings and prosperity if you'll trust the Lord. God wants you to live long, a long life, okay? You're not going home anytime soon. Fire! Break that off of her, that assignment. Now, you have had to adjust some priorities. You've put some things in front of God, and you know in your heart it's time to shift those things around. So teach us, Lord, to order our days that we may apply our hearts to wisdom. So now you're making some changes. You're going to put the things that the priority list and put God first. Seek ye first. You got it, right? The kingdom of God and his righteousness and everything will be added. And that's the problem. Because of the order that you've had, that's where the problems have come in. The door was open there, but now it's time to change the door. Don't rush anybody up, by the way, unless they want to get up. Be free in the name of Jesus. Now, sow more seed and your finances will change. Give and it shall be given unto you. Good measure, pressed down, shaken together, running over. God will cause men to pour into your bosom. For the same measure you meet, it shall be measured. So you have to give your way out. Give your way out. It works. It works. He'll multiply your seed. And the money shall come. And the end of the season you're in is here now. That season's over with. It's done. Now it's a new season. New chapter! You know that's right, don't you? Yes, it's time for a new season. This is your season. Today is the beginning of your new season with your decision. If you don't make the decision, you'll stay in the old season. But if you make the decision, you'll bust out into that which is new. Now there's the anointing. Now take that now. Take it. Take it. Freed. Now, no fear. I break the spirit of fear off of him now. Be free in Jesus' name. You got lower back pain?
Yes.
You do, don't you? Sit down there. If you're struggling with back pain, quickly come to the altar. Lower back pain, any kind of back pain, just come over here on this side of the altar. We'll have all kinds of miracles. I know we got a lot of services to come, Brother Eric, so, all right, relax. This leg's shorter. Look over here. See it's shorter? Watch. Now it's longer.
I can feel it.
You can feel it, good. It's straightened up, isn't it? You're going to feel heat in there too, right?
Yes.
Like warmth.
Amen.
It's like popping in there.
Yes.
Yep, you just got healed. Now stand up. That's called the working of miracles. Now lift your hands and turn around. How you doing?
I'm doing good.
You're healed, right? Okay.
Yes.
Now take the anointing. Don't pray in tongues, just take the anointing. Let it flow into you. There it is. Take the anointing. Take it. There it is, right there. Fire. Fire flow into him in Jesus' name. Now, you can't live by mood swings. Up one day, down the other. You know, the devil loves mood swings. He loves that old thing. The just shall live by faith. So faith comes by hearing, hearing by the word. Now, you haven't been sleeping at night, haven't you?
No, sir.
No, you haven't, right? So that's accurate, right? Mm-hmm. Now, I break that off of him now. Sleep! Break it off of him. Change of season. I hear a change of season. There's a vocal gift in you. When are you going to use it? That's why I was singing over you. Come here, honey. You got back pain? You don't? Sit down. The Lord tells me something different. Lift your hands up, ma'am. Now, sometimes we would say, well, saving money for a rainy day or later on, but you have to cast your bread on the water. Cast it into the rain. Sow into the rain, and then God will have provision. You'll have treasure in heaven. And the Lord will bring provision to you supernaturally from the kingdom of God. Now, you've been fighting this depression for a long time now, but today it will be broken off for you. It will no longer have its place in your life. Now, in the name of Jesus, devil, you loose her and leave her alone. Be free from depression. Close your eyes, sir. Now, I command his lungs to be opened and free in the name of Jesus. There it is. That's the anointing right there. Be free. There it is, right there. Fire! Take the anointing. Just take it. They're there. They're with you. Don't worry. There's people there. Come here, honey. Okay. Okay. Give me a handkerchief. You go put that on and we'll pray over that. Acts 19:11, God wrought special miracles by the hands of Paul. They were brought into him handkerchiefs. They laid their hands on him and evil spirits went out. What's his name?
Richie.
Okay, Father, in the name of Jesus, according to Acts 19:11, you wrought special miracles by the hands of Paul, that there were laid handkerchiefs on him. There were evil spirits, they were driven out. So right now I command, Richie, be free. You demons, leave her alone now and leave him alone now in Jesus' name. Now take that. Fire! There's the anointing. Take the anointing. Just take the anointing. Just take it. Now all the pain of the past and the hurts, the damage that was done, Jesus is your healer today. He sets you free. Right now the anointing is flowing into you right now. Right into you now. Take the anointing. It's there. I know you've been so hurt in the times past, the damage and rejection, the harmful things that were spoken over you, words that were hard, cutting words that hurt so bad. Be free. Be free. Be free. There it is, right there. Now there's dreams that are inside of you yet to do for God. There's things that are on the inside of you that have to come out even yet, that God's going to use you in a mighty way in the financial arena to bring increase and blessing to the body. Remember to give in the direct proportion to the breakthroughs, and the things that are in you are directly given to the seeds that you sowed. So sow. There it is. That's the anointing. Right, take the anointing. There it is, right there. Take the anointing. Just take it. Just take it. Be free in Jesus' name. Now you lay down and you're up and you're down all night long and you're up and then you're down and you walk the floors and you're up and you can't sleep, but that's over with today. Father, you give your beloved rest. And I break that assignment, tormenting spirits from hell. Be free. Now, you've labored really hard in a lot of ways in people's lives, and you give and you've sowed and you've helped. Sometimes you don't always see the reward. But remember, you sow. Paul said, I planted, Apollos watered, but the Lord will give the increase. So your sowing is not in vain, honey. God's proud of you, and he sees your labor of love and that you minister to the saints, and you do so many special things that others don't know. But God knows. Keep up the good work, and he's with you, and he loves you, and he's proud of you. Okay. Take the anointing right there. Like sometimes you would say, like, there's so many things about Christianity, the books on this, that, and the other. I don't even know where to begin sometimes. But start with your relationship, just fellowship with God, simple. Just spending time with God, and everything else will come there. And God, by the Spirit, will lead you. I break that off of her now. Take the anointing. Jesus' name. Now, you're really close to wanting just to let go and quit. But you won't, baby. Today's your day. Even this message, it was spoken. It was just for you today. Come here, honey. It's for you. You will not quit. Come here, honey. Just put your arms around her. Just come over and put your arms around her. Let Nicole just put your arms. I'm going to come back to you. It's okay. Now, there's a breakthrough coming. You're right at the door. You've been standing and believing God, like, oh my God, Lord, when is the breakthrough coming? But you're at that door right now, and this is your day of breakthrough. So you begin to say, the breakthrough is today. The breakthrough is today. The breakthrough is today. Be free from that assignment. Leave her alone. Depression, go. You're not a manic depressant. That's a lie from the pit of hell. That is a lie from the pit of hell. You do not receive that. Be free. You're not alone either. Come here. Come here. Come here. Put your arms around her. Just put your arms around her. Sometimes you have no idea. Sometimes just people just need to be loved. Let's lift our hands and thank God. Now, the conflict that you see, there's a season of conflict and battle sometimes. The only way you're going to win is in prayer. You have to go to prayer with it. Because your battle's not with the natural, with flesh and blood, but it's in the Spirit. If you go and pray, you'll get the breakthroughs that you need. And confess the Scriptures and declare a change that you want to see in the home and in life, okay? You got it? That makes sense to you, doesn't it? Okay. You have a really good heart. And they're sincere, and God sees your heart and your dedication and love for Him. It doesn't go unnoticed by God. And God loves you. And this is the confidence you have in Him. If you ask anything according to His will, He hears you. He hears. And if you know that He hears you, you know you have the petition. The petitioning that you have brought before God, Cornelius was a memorial before God, and he heard the prayers. And so he's heard your prayers, and these things, these changes will come. Just be steady, okay? They'll take the anointing. Fire in Jesus' name. Come here, honey. What's your name? Don't let her leave, okay? Malaya, how old are you?
17.
17? Wow. You're like my daughter's age. Can you lift your hand up? Close your eyes. Are you serving Jesus? You are? You love Him, right? With all your heart? Okay. All right, now. There it is, right there. Fire into her. Take the anointing. It's okay. Now I break every assignment against her life. Depression, mood swings, depression. Fire in Jesus' name. There's someone behind you, baby. Just let the anointing flow into you. It keeps going into you. And just stay under the anointing and just let her lay on the floor. Sometimes they don't even know, you know, but now your family, you love your family, you've been praying, but God has answered your prayers and good things are coming. So stay in the place of prayer. It's not gone unnoticed again before God. Hold fast your confession or profession of faith without wavering, for he that is promised is faithful. There's the anointing right there. Fire into her. Times of refreshment. Come here, ma'am. I'll come back to her. Fire. Take the anointing. Take the anointing. Now sow more seed, and your finances will change, and sow good seed with your lips. Because life and death is in the power of the tongue, they that love it shall eat the fruit of. So speak and prophesy the future. Take the anointing. Come here, bro. Now, you have dreams inside of you to do things. And it's going to come only by doing the will of God. David served his generation by the will of God. So you find the will of God and everything's going to click for you. Right? Got me? Good things are coming for you. Now I break that oppression that's come against him now in Jesus' name. There it is. Fire! Lift your hands up. Yeah, well, you're gonna do everything God told you to do, and the devil's a liar. You hear me? John 8:44, he said to the Pharisees, "You're of your father, the devil, there's no truth." You're gonna be fine. And that oppression right now that you want to quit and leave this world, you will not. You will live your life out and do great things for God. Now I break that assignment. Devil, you loose him. Now the Lord, come here, honey. The Lord's told you many things about situations, and a lot of times he speaks to your heart, and sometimes you say, "Is that really God?" Right? Is that really God? The Lord says, "It is me." Put your hand on your belly. He speaks down there, and he brings thoughts to you. If you have no idea how much he loves you and the plans that he has for you, he's going to open up doors for you. He's going to provide for you. You're going to go be so successful. You have no idea. As you put him first. Now, I break that assignment against her in Jesus' name. Lying devils. Devil's such a liar. Now, you'll not quit. You're going to do everything God's called you to do. This is your day for breakthrough. Be free! Loose her! Let's thank God now. I'll come back. Okay. You're here for
yes.
Prayer? All right. Now, many times the victory is just a simple adjustment in our thinking. Like on a plane, you know, the altitude of a plane, by a small adjustment in the attitude, which is the altitude, change comes and the victory comes and great things come. You're not even anywhere close to quitting. You're just getting started. Now, God's going to move on your behalf. You've been praying and asking him to do some things, and it's going to come to pass. I'm telling you right now, it's going to come to pass. And God's going to use you, and the hand of God's on your life. And you're a vessel chosen for God. Now I break every assignment of hell against his life. Loose him! Good to see you, sir. There's anointing. Now, Father, I thank you that he sleeps well. Please don't rush anybody up when they're under the anointing. In Jesus' name. Now, Father, I thank you. She lays down and her sleep is sweet. Now, there's music in you. You love music. You are a worshiper. You love the things of God, the worship. Are you in the worship team? You are. Oh, you just joined. Isn't that great? See, God is so proud of you. Let me tell you something. God's going to give you all your heart's desires. He's going to bring you a husband that loves God. You're going to marry a godly man. And that man's going to serve the Lord. He's not going to be in the world. He's not going to be some guy that's after the wrong things. You're going to serve God, and you're going to seek ye first, and God's going to bring a godly man to you, and you're going to be so happy you waited on God and did the will of God. Now, your times are in his hands. Sometimes you want to do it all in the like, come on, God, hurry up, right? That's you, right? Push, push, push. But the Lord said, relax, calm down. Trust the Lord with all your heart. Lean on your understanding. And all your ways, now he'll make straight your path. The steps of a good woman are ordered the Lord. He's going to use you. He's got everything figured out. Rest. Learn about grace. Be still and know he's God, okay? All right? You're a good girl. You are a good girl. You have a good heart. You needed to hear that, didn't you? Yeah, you did. Fire. I've told you many times. In your heart, I've told you many times through the word that I'll never leave you nor forsake you, that you boldly say, the Lord is your helper. I'll not fear what man can do. And I will always be with you, always. I'm always there. You say, God, I wonder if you would ever there. Where are you, God? You say sometimes, God, where are you? But the Lord said, I'm inside of you. I'm in you. I'm for you. I'm backing you. I'm with you. Everything's going to be okay, okay? Nicole, come here, Nicole. Everything's going to be okay. Yes. You know how much he loves you. He's heard your prayers. Will you just put your arms around her, Nicole? Good to see you, sir. Yeah. Take the anointing. There it is. Good to see you, ma'am.
Thank you.
Be
still and know that he's God. Cease from striving. No fear, no anxiety. Oh, so much anxiety sometimes. You get attacked. But I will keep them in perfect peace whose mind is stayed on me because you trust. There's the anointing. Peace.
If I fall back, I have Arthur.
Okay.
In about 5 or 6 places, my joints.
Okay.
And it's painful.
Okay, sit down over here. We're going to pray for your back. You're going to get miraculously healed right now. Today is your day. You're going to be healed completely. Y'all just lift your hands, okay, and worship God. Yep. Do you know her?
Yes, I know her.
You do, don't you? Yep. I knew that in the spirit. Mm-hmm. You love her, don't you?
Yes.
Funding is coming to you. Now, you don't sleep at night, but God's going to give you sweet, sweet rest in Jesus' name. You've been looking forward to this, haven't you?
Yes, I have.
You have, haven't you? You said that in your heart. I'm looking forward to these meetings. That's what she said in her heart. It's good to hear that. God knows these things. Now, God's never late. He's always on time. And he'll pay every bill you have and supply every need you have according to his riches and glory. David said, I have been young and I've been old and I've never seen the righteous forsaken nor his seed begging bread. I wanted to come today because I just wanted to get filled with God. That's what you said.
Thank you.
Now take the anointing right there.
Thank you.
Be free! In Jesus' name. Okay, ma'am, let's put your legs out over here and let's check you because... No, just relax because Jesus is already healing you. See how off your legs are? Look. Watch how fast. You're going to feel heat go through your entire body. Watch, right now. You feel it, don't you? I told you, right? You ever felt that before? Never before, right? What's that feel like? It's coming all the way up, isn't it? You know why? Because my hands are on your feet and it's running up you like currency. Feels good, doesn't it? Never felt that before? Your back's being healed. Your joints are being healed. New vertebrae are being put in your back right now. Your hip is coming down. One of them, they said you should get a hip replacement, but that's a lie from the pit of hell because Jesus is healing you miraculously right now. I know how much you love the Lord. You know, your heart is so pure for the love of God. You're being healed miraculously, honey, right now. Can you feel that warmth?
I could feel it.
Nice. Now watch, it'll run all the way up your neck. Watch.
It's up there.
Yeah. Nice. Call you healed in Jesus' mighty name. Now just keep thanking him. You could just lean back. The anointing's on you. You know, if you go to, you know, get under the anointing or, you know, it's like going to a doctor's. They give you anesthesia and you go under the anointing and they do work on you. You're being healed now. Right now, he's working on your whole body.
Diagnosed spinal stenosis.
Spinal stenosis. And is that your answer to it? That's your answer to it. Okay, good. I'm glad to hear that. Why don't you sit down there and we'll check your legs. If you have back problems here, just sit on the altar and just face me. Are y'all still with us this morning? God's doing good things, right? Okay, relax. Go off, bro. How you doing, ma'am? You're doing beautiful, right? Yeah, amen. Sir, you're healed. You're going to start feeling heat. Spinal stenosis. The devil's got to make up fun names, right? Spinal stenosis. How about healing stenosis? Yeah, you're healed right now. Just thank him. Say, I'm healed. Yeah, shalabaro. You're healed. Put your legs out, honey. You got pain in your back? You got pain right now? Right now. Really? Lift your hands up. Close your eyes. You got pain in your back? Right now. Really? Okay. Okay. Now close your eyes and thank you. Now, Father, I thank you for straightening her lower back out. He's touching you, honey, right now. What's your name? What? Sydney, you're being healed. Do you feel warmth in your back? Close your eyes and lift your hands and thank him. Say, thank you, Lord, for healing me. You're being healed right now. Sydney, you're being healed. You're being healed. That feels good, doesn't it? It does, doesn't it? Yeah, that's great. Stay there. legs out quick. We got a lot of work to do here. Relax. Two tens. Where was your pain?
Actually, I had this hip replaced.
It was hip replaced because this one was up high.
And this one's the problem that I got.
Well, you're being healed right now. Miracles in your body right now. You feel that warmth? You do, don't you? Yeah, right down here, right? And that left leg, you're feeling warmth, aren't you? Stand up for me, sir. Come on. Let's thank God, all right? Y'all still with us, right? Okay. You're healed, right? Why don't you just go run a little bit? Have you ran in a while? Go ahead and run. Amen. Put your legs up. You're off. Did you feel that? Your left leg?
Yeah.
Now you're healed in Jesus' name. You're going to feel warmth. Told you, watch. The working of miracles is an operation. You're being healed right now. Sydney, you're healed, honey. Excited? You are, aren't you? You got tears going down your face. Can you stand up and go run down that aisle for me? Go ahead, go run. Just put some, go run down the aisle. You're healed, ma'am. Stand up and bend over. Put your legs up. Help her up so she can walk a little bit. Okay, you got pain? That's, your leg just came out. Well, you were going, ah! Your leg just came out about an inch. Okay, close your eyes, sir. Now command all that pain to come out of his body now. Devil, you take your hands off of his body now. Lower back pain. You're being healed right now, sir. Just stay right there. Close your eyes and thank him. Stay right there. He's working on you. Put your legs out, honey. Thank God. Look how, see, you're off. See, this leg is shorter. Not anymore. Now it's longer. You're healed. You're healed. Got to keep moving. He's working on you. Put your legs out, honey. Put your legs out. You have faith. You have great faith. Where was your pain?
I've got pain in my lower back.
Right now? Right now? Really? Stand up. Let's thank the Lord right now. Come on over here. Wow, we got a lot of work to do here, bro. Turn around. Lift your hands up. Close your eyes. You're going to start feeling heat flow into your back. Watch. See? Watch. Like warmth. I told you. I told you. That feels good, doesn't it? Now be healed and stay behind her, guys. There you go. Take the anointing. Now you're going to lay on down and God's going to finish the work. Put your legs out, honey. You got a lot of pain, huh? A lot of pain. In the lower back?
Back and neck.
And the neck, okay. Lift your hands up right now. Thank you. Now move your neck quick. You'll find... That's nice, right? That's gone. You couldn't do that, could you? You couldn't, could you? Stand up. You're free. Go on. Hallelujah. You excited? Keep walking now. See, your neck's healed, your body, you'll feel warmth all the way through it. Come here, turn around for a minute. No, don't get up yet. What are you getting up for? You're on the operation table. You're getting up and blood squirting all over the place. You're being operated on. Stay on the table. Okay, in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Command the shoulder to be healed. Stay behind her. Let her just lay under the anointing.
Yeah.
Lift your legs up quickly. Relax. Just off a little. That's quick. Where was your pain?
Lower back.
Is it there now?
It's going away.
Yeah, of course it is. Of course it is. Stand up. You're healed. Bend over. You need healing in your back?
Degenerative disc.
Degenerative? No, the devil's a degenerate, not you. Where was your pain? Is it there now?
A little bit.
Yeah, it's going right now. Told you. Stand up and bend over. You'll find me down. Your back hurts, honey?
Yeah.
Are you in a lot of pain?
It's like
off and on. Okay, put your legs up. You're healed, bro. That's good, isn't it? Huh? You ever felt that before? Okay, come on, put your legs up. I like your sneaks, by the way. Okay, relax, relax. Two tens. Now, where was your pain? Really? Not anymore. I told you. You feel warmth in there? You do, don't you? What was your name?
Josie.
Josie. You're healed, Josie. Stand up and bend over because there's warmth in your back. Can you feel that? That's cool, right? You ever felt that before? You never have you? Turn around here. Face me. Turn this way, this way. The Father finished the work in her back. Thank you for healing Josie. Be healed in Jesus' name. Just let her lay under the anointing. Stand up, ma'am. Those that are believing for healing in your back, just come on over here and stand up right here. I'm just going to lay hands on you for the sake of time. Now, I command all the pain to depart. I commanded the pain. There it is right there. Take the anointing. Don't worry about falling. It's okay. Sciatic nerve. I command it to be healed. Be loosed. Loose her. In Jesus' name. Bend over, ma'am. You'll find. Sit down for a minute. I want to check you. How you doing? Good, right? Yeah. Nice to see you. We won't even charge you. Praise the Lord. You're good. Where was your pain? Is it there now? It isn't. Get out of here, will you? Come over here, sit down. It's not there, is it?
Nope.
You're healed, of course. Come over here, honey. Sit. I think we have to stay with. Put your legs up quickly. I like your sneaks. Okay, where is your pain? Is it there right now? You know God was dealing with you through the whole service. The presence of God was on you. You know that, right? The anointing was on you through the whole service. I looked out on you. I saw the power of God hanging over you, like over you. God loves you so much, and He's got such plans for you. You have no idea. You have no idea how valuable you are. Sometimes your self-esteem, you think down here, but God sees you up here, honey. You're valuable. You're a good girl. Come here. Come over here. Where's Nicole? Come on over here, Nicole. Turn around and face me, honey. By the way, your back got healed. It's the love of God that healed you. Nicole, just put your arms. Do you know her? Okay, just put your arms around her. Okay. You need healing in your back. Okay, quickly, sit on the pew here. Come on over here, sit on the pew here, quickly. You need healing in your back? Okay, sit on the pew there. Just line out in the back. There are a few of them that didn't get prayed for over. There's so much work to be done in the Spirit. You all need prayer too, right, for backs? Okay, all right. Eric, do you have any other DHers to help? I'm just kidding. Brother Eric, put your legs out, honey. God's going to heal you quick. Where was your pain? Is it there now? Really? Close your eyes. Now turn your neck fast. That just left you. In Jesus' name. Father, heal her back. We thank you for it now in Jesus' mighty name. The money's going to come. The finances are going to come in. The Lord's not done with you or your family. The Lord has heard your prayers. You've been praying about family members, and the Lord's answering those prayers is going to turn the whole family around. As for me and my house, we'll serve the Lord.
Yes.
Am I right?
Yes.
Am I right? Okay.
Amen.
All right. You're healed, by the way.
Yes.
You got healed even before I touched you. Stand up. Stand up. Just bend over. Where was your pain?
In my lower back.
Is it there now?
It's not.
Well, get out of here. You're healed. Amen. You're healed, ma'am.
Yes.
He already healed you. Go ahead, just bend over. Stand up. You need healing in your back?
Yes.
Just bend over. You're already healed. You need healing in your back? I told you. I don't know her name. What's your name?
Sierra.
Yes. You're healed, right?
Yes.
Sierra missed.
Thank you, Jesus.
Stand up, bro. Bend over quick. We're having all kinds of miracles. The Lord is touching people. Your back is healed.
Amen.
It's not there, is it?
Not there.
Okay, get out of here. Your back, sir? Yeah? Okay, put your legs out. Okay. You're healed, by the way. Where was your pain?
My lower back and my upper back.
Pinched neck, yeah.
I have all up and down.
Okay, close your eyes and say, right now, I'm the healed of God. Say it, I'm the healed of God now. I receive that healing right now.
Receive that healing right now.
Sierra, you're healed. You're healed, Sierra. Yeah. You're healed. You're healed. You're healed, sir. Right now, the power of God's touching you. Yeah. Move your neck. You'll find out you're fine. Feels better. Yeah. Just keep lifting. Stay right there. He's operating on you. He's still working, you know. You're healed. We prayed for you. We prayed for you. We prayed for you. Did we pray for her? No, we didn't pray for her. We didn't pray for you, did we? Oh, you're with him. Okay. How you doing, boss? You got back pain? What? Arthritis? Stand up quick. Let's lift our hands and worship God all over the building. Man, I can't wait to see what God, if this is the beginning service, I can't wait to see what God does Monday night and Tuesday night. Arthritis. I'm going to pray one prayer and it's going to come out of your body. Arthritis, loose him and come out of his body. Now, leave him. What do you need?
Spinal stenosis.
Another stenosis of the spine. Okay, see how your leg's off? Look over here, sir. Can you look over here? Just look at your feet, okay?
Yeah,
one's, now it's the same. Now it's just the same. Did you see that, Brother Eric? Okay, this was about an inch short. Now it's even, okay? Never again say I have spinal stenosis. Say I have healing, because your words give the devil a license to keep it with you, okay? Say I'm healed now. I don't have spinal stenosis. In Jesus' name. Bro, there's like fire in you. You're fine. You're back?
Up in about the center of my back.
Okay, lift your hands up right now and begin to thank you. Back? Okay, put your legs out. I'm going to come back to you, sir. Okay, relax. Don't be tense. No, relax. Okay. Where was your pain, honey? Is it there now? You're healed. Come on up. You're healed. Just bend over. You're fine. Go ahead, bend over. You're good. You're healed. You might be a little stiff from muscles because you've been cramping, but you're healed. God just healed you, right? The pain's gone, right?
Yes.
Am I right?
Yes.
All right. Praise the Lord. Nice to meet you, ma'am. Hey, Bob, you're healed, brother.
Big muscles here in my knees.
Uh-huh.
They're almost like
dying or dead. Yeah. But the fire of God's hitting you right now, sir. I command them to be healed in Jesus. Let's lift our hands around the building and thank God. Someone here has problems with the eyes, a detached retina, some kind of problems with the eyes. If you have eye issues, quickly just come down. I feel like there's several people that are having some issues with their eyes. We'll pray quickly. The power of God's going into you, Bob. Hey, Bob. The power of God's... Bob. Hey, Bob! The power of God's going into you, Bob. It's greater than your problem. Get your eyes off that and get your eyes... The power of God, Bob, is going into you. Hallelujah. That feels good, doesn't it, bro? Yeah, it does, right, Bob? Feels good, man. You can be young again, right? Go ride your bike and laugh and have fun again.
Yeah.
That's good, isn't it? Isn't it, Patty? It's good because all these years, right? The pain, right, Patty? You've been praying, asking the Lord. Bob, you're healed. That feels good, doesn't it, Bob? Yeah, stay there. Patty, put your legs out quick. Put your legs out quick. Okay, relax. Two tens. Okay, where was your pain? Yeah. You're going to start feeling warmth in your neck. Watch. Hey, don't worry about all the things wrong. Start thinking about the things that are right. Start meditating. Bob, you're healed, bro. Hey, Bob, your body's being touched, bro.
Yeah,
it is, man. That feels good, doesn't it?
Yes.
That feels good, right, Bob? Pam, start meditating on the good things and the negatives will diminish. See, because the weapons of your warfare are not carnal but mighty through God for pulling down strongholds, casting down imaginations and every lofty thought that exalts itself. So think on the good things. Hey, Bob, you're healed. That feels good, doesn't it, Bob?
Yeah.
You can go roller skating tonight, all right? All right, buddy? Okay. Pam, good stuff, good things. God's with you. Confess the great things that God's doing. And by the way, your back's healed. You're healed. And I'll say, just move. Just move. You'll find you're healed. Come on, get over here, you. Come on. Come on. How's that feel? Feels, yeah. Fire. Hallelujah. Don't let her neck, don't break her neck on the pew. And then I got to get a miracle for her neck. Just lay her flat, you know? That's okay. Maybe she likes it up there. All right. Where was your pain?
Disc.
Really? Where?
Lower disc.
Yeah, you're... Yeah, she's doing fine. She's hot. The anointing is flowing on her. It feels warm, doesn't it, Patty? In Jesus' name, you're healed, brother.
Thank you.
Just get up and bend over. You'll find you're healed.
All right, thank you.
Got the cowboy boots on. Them are some devil stamping boots right there, brother. Huh? Right? Am I right? Look how off he is. Eric, look. Watch how fast. That was quick. All right? You're okay. You're healed. Where was your pain? Yeah, because this hip was up high, so now you got pain in there. But now it's fine. You're healed. Come on, sir, you're healed. Just keep kicking the devil with them boots, all right? Keep stamping them. Yes, sir. He is?
He wants you to pray for his knee right now. He feels like he's okay. His healing is his right now if you pray for him.
Okay. Okay. Let's all stretch our hand towards the camera right now, because Pastor had knee surgery, and he's believing God to jump in. The presence of God was on you through the whole service. And it's still on you. Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank you for Pastor. We thank you that there's no distance in the realm of the Spirit. We thank you the anointing of God, the gifts of healings and workings of miracles is flowing. We thank you for complete restoration right now to our pastor, our brother, our apostle, our teacher, pastor. We thank you right now that you're touching him. Be it done unto him according to his faith. And thank you for the move of God that he's been praying about. The move of God, revival around the world. We thank you that you'll send him to nations all over the world. And he'll flow in the gifts of the Spirit with great accuracy and the power of God and demonstration. He's a man after God's own heart. We thank you, Father, for healing him this morning. In the name of Jesus, we receive that by faith. We receive that now and release it now by faith, the power of God. We thank you for it now. Let's thank the Lord that Pastor's healed right now. Amen. Someone here, you're having digestive tracts in the stomach, all kinds of digestive issues. I don't know who that is, but if that's you, digestive tracts, just come up front. Where was your pain? Is it there now?
Yeah.
It is?
Somewhat, yeah.
Somewhat.
Sitting up over there, I was feeling better.
Yeah, you were feeling better, weren't you? I had felt like the Lord was saying he was healed you already, but let's check you, okay? Relax. Don't be so tense. Relax. Okay. Now just thank him right now. Scoliosis of the spine is being healed. You're being healed, brother, right now. Yeah, he knows how to receive. He's got faith. Can you feel that? The anointing's all over you. Your back is being healed right now, bro. What's your name? What is your name?
Brian.
You're being healed, Brian. This is your day, bro. Breakthrough. Stand up right now and you can just... Just go ahead and bend over. You'll find your well. What you need, honey? Your back hurts? Okay, sit up one on the pew, okay? Okay, put your legs out. Okay, see how your leg's shorter? This one's shorter a little bit. Maybe what, half inch? Watch.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Did you see that? Pretty cool, right? Now, where was your pain? In the intestinal stuff that I called out, right? Okay, some of that stress. Yeah. Okay, stand up because God healed your back. Don't forget your phone. You grab it for a moment. Turn around and face me. Where's Nicole? Nicole, put your hand on her tummy because I don't want to do that. Okay, now we command the digestive tracts now in Jesus' name. Close your eyes, honey, and just receive. Command the digestive tracts to be made whole by the authority of the Lord Jesus of Nazareth. And right now, put your hand, if you would, on her chest. Loose those lungs now. Open. No more. You're healed, babe. Okay, you can give her phone back. Okay. What do you need, ma'am?
Trouble sleeping.
Okay. Okay, in the name of Jesus. Now, sow more seed and your finances will change. If you will sow seed, not only with good seed, with your words and financially, you'll see the increase come to you. Now, you're being healed right now. Now, I command that oppressive spiritual forces that have taunted her at night to loose her now. Be free in the name of Jesus. There it is. There it is right there. Take it. Take the anointing. Take it. Well, Father, I thank you for restoring family members back to the Lord. There's some things that God will give you back and some things He won't. Make sure you hear from God clear in the name of Jesus. What do you need, ma'am? Good to see you, ma'am. What? Where? Where? Your balance? Okay, lift your hands up to God. Take your hands off this. You don't need that. Now you see how fear tried to get you in because you think you don't need that. You need God. Close your eyes right now. Now lift your hands up to God. Lift them up real high now. Now watch the power of God hit you. Father, I thank you for her balance back. I thank you she's the healed of the Lord. I bind the spirit of fear. I take authority over it now. Command her to be healed. Be healed in the name of the Lord Jesus of Nazareth. There it is, right there. Take it. They're behind you. Don't worry. And sometimes you say, well, I feel so lonely. But remember, he said, I'll never leave you nor forsake you, that you boldly say, the Lord's your helper. You'll not fear what man can do in you. Take the anointing. It's okay. Here, just sit her down in a pew so she doesn't fall down and get worried about that. Come on over here, honey. Just come over here. You can walk fine. You're fine. You can walk. You're fine. You walk normal.
Amen.
The devil's a liar. You can sit down. You got your balance. You're good. You can go play tennis this afternoon if you want, if you're bold enough. Be it done unto you according to your faith. Now, Father, thank you for healing her from the top of her head to the bottom of her feet. Thank you for no equilibrium issues, balance issues. She's well, healed, whole, in the mighty name of Jesus. And be careful what you say out of your lips, because life and death's in the power of the tongue, and they deliver you the fruit. So what you say, you own it, whether it be good or bad, whether it be good or bad. Excuse me. Lift your hands up, ma'am. The eyes, is that what it was? What did you come forward for? Digestive, what is it?
My brother's addiction to smoking.
Okay, do you have a handkerchief, another one? Here, let's get this out of the way. Okay, let's thank God. What do you need, sir?
Fresh start.
Fresh start. You're coming back to the Lord today?
Yes, sir. Just fresh start.
Fresh start, okay, all right. Father, I thank you for my brother. Fire! In Jesus' name. What do you need, honey?
I came to support him, but then you separated and God wouldn't let me move my feet.
So okay.
I don't.
Okay, come here. Come back. Bring him back over here. Come here, sir. Fresh start. How tall are you? About 6'3"? 5? 7? 6'9". Gee whiz. I played college football. I could have grabbed a few inches from you. I'll take the anointing. Now, just lay under the power of God. Don't worry. You won't hit your head on the pew, but you are tall. Okay. Okay. This is for who?
Brother.
Your brother. Okay, Father, I thank you. Her brother's name is?
Mike.
Mike, be free from smoking in Jesus' name.
Yes.
Thank you for the anointing. Now go give that to Mike and pin it on him, okay?
Yes.
In the name of Jesus. Fire. Now you came up here with him?
Him.
Oh, together. I thought you said him. Okay,
yep.
I got the story wrong. Okay. Now, Father, in Jesus' name, take the anointing. Peace, like a river that flows. You're healed, by the way, bro.
I believe it.
Your disc is healed.
Thank you, Jesus.
Put a new disc in there. Take the anointing. Just take it. Just fall into this. Just take the anointing, the presence. Honey, just enjoy the presence of God. You've been needing a time of refreshment. The anointing is so strong on you right now. Yeah, just let go of all that care and everything. Just let it go. In the name of Jesus, you're free. Good to see you, man. How you doing? What do you need?
I was just wanting some words.
Some words, huh?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, lift your hands up to God. Okay, Father, I thank you for my brother. I thank you. You are the written word that you speak to his heart through the study of the scriptures. But we thank you for finances. Just take the anointing. That's good. The anointing's nice. That's some good word, isn't it? That's the encounter with the word. What do you need?
Stomach issues.
Stomach issues. Okay, put your hand on your tummy. You got pain in there now?
No.
Okay. Did you?
I get sick every once in
okay,
a while.
Okay, well, forget about it. Right now, in Jesus' name, heal her tummy, Father, in Jesus' name. What do you need, ma'am? What do you need? Your knees, your body, top of your head to the bottom of her feet. Father, we thank you for healing her from the top of her head to the bottom of her feet. Now, don't pray in tongues, because when you pray in tongues, you're bringing power up. God wants to put in you, okay, like currency. Okay, that's just a thought. It's good to pray in tongues, but right now he wants to pour into you. See, there's the anointing going into you. See how it goes in? You feel that going in? Like a gas station. You know, you connect. to your car and the gas flows in, the anointing flows in. That's what the laying on of hands is. Your hands, my hands are jumper cables to the life of God. There it goes, right there. Take it. Take it. In Jesus' name. The service isn't over, so please don't leave unless you have to. In Jesus' name. Now the funds will come and the money. What's wrong with your hip? Your leg hurts? Do you have a problem with your hip?
I came up here for digestive.
Digestive?
But this hip.
Your hip. Sit down. You got back problems. Okay. Yeah, you have some kind of problem with your back. What do you need, sir?
My eyes.
Your eyes? Okay, Father, heal his eyes in Jesus' mighty name. Take the anointing. What do you need, sir?
Several things. I got pain down here. I got cataracts.
Cataracts.
And I got arthritis.
Shoulder. Okay. In Jesus' name. Yes. Take the. Hey, Bob, you're healed. You're healed, Bob. Hey, Bob, you're healed. Okay, bro. I just want to let you know. You and your sweetheart Patty over there. You go on a date. Go on a date soon. Take her somewhere, will you, Bob? With your healed body. Be free. What do you need? Father, heal her eyes in Jesus' name. What do you need, ma'am?
Cataracts.
Okay. Father, we thank you. Command those cataracts to come out of the eyes and dissolve in Jesus' name. What do you need, sir?
I have some eye issues,
like retinal floating or something. Problems. Yeah, I think that was what I saw. Something with the retina. But command the retina to be healed. Now just take the anointing. Just take it. You'll be healed.
Stigma.
Okay. Yeah.
Thank you, Father.
Now we command that stigma to go in Jesus' name. The only stigma you have is Jesus' stigma. Come on, we'll brand her and stigma her. In Jesus' name. What do you need, sir? Okay, cataract.
I have one repair, but it's still a little.
Okay, all right. Now, Father, heal his eyes right now. We give you all the praise and glory. Thank you for healing him now. What do you need, boss?
My eyes are shaped like footballs.
Okay.
I have bad astigmatism in both of them.
You have what?
Bad astigmatism.
Stigmatism? Okay. Father, we thank you for healing him now. I think your eyes are shaped perfect, if you ask me. Don't you, Brother Eric? I mean, I played football, but I mean, your eyes don't look like a football, but they look good. Be healed in Jesus' name. Take the anointing. Praise the Lord. Okay. Let's lift our hands and thank God. We're almost done. Brother Eric, I think would you take up the offering next? Would you do that, sir, for me? Okay. Okay, where you got this hip is up high. This one's up high, but not anymore. Now command that arthritis to come out of her body in Jesus' name. Stomach issues, some kind of issue with the stomach, we command that to be healed now. Arthritis in the body, come out of the body now in Jesus' name. Okay, thank God. Okay, stand to your feet, honey. You have a really good heart. You know that. You have a good heart. Come here, turn around and face me in Jesus' name. Now, Father, in Jesus' name, take the anointing. They're behind you. Take it. It's okay. It's okay. Just take the anointing. It's okay. They're there. I try to get you under the anointing because if you would, he would work on your body more. That's what I feel in my heart. But, you know, praise the Lord, praise the Lord. What do you need, guys?
I start to have trouble with my eyes. I do with my ears. I'm from the top of my head, so is my feet.
Okay, all right. Be healed in Jesus' name. Be healed. What do you need, Steve?
My back and my hands.
Your back. Okay, sit down. We're almost done. What do you need, sir? Okay, did we pray for you yet? Okay, we didn't. Someone. Okay, Father, heal his vision in Jesus. Fire! What do you need, honey?
A breakthrough in identity.
Breakthrough in identity. Okay, all right. Well, you'll find that in Christ. And the word of God will tell you who you are. Be free. Father, show her who she is. What do you need?
Gastroenterological, stomach.
Gastro, okay.
Yeah.
Now, Father, in the name of Jesus, heal his stomach. You'll start feeling warmth in there. Command that infirmity to come out of the stomach now in Jesus' name. What do you need, sir?
Chronic fatigue.
Chronic fatigue. How about chronic empowerment? Fire! What do you need, bro?
I have problems with my eyes.
With your eyes? That's quite a shirt, man. That's like an Elvis. I mean, you're close to Elvis with that collar, man. You know that, don't you?
Yeah.
Thank you very much, right? Okay. All right. Be healed. in the name of Jesus. Be healed. Touch his eyes, heal his body from the top of his head to the bottom of his feet. Okay, Steve, let's see your legs, okay? Put your legs out, sir. All right. Okay, you're off. You see that? That was easy. Could you feel that?
Yes.
You could, couldn't you? Yes. Yeah, that's pretty good, isn't it?
Amen.
We won't even charge you.
Praise the Lord.
Amen. Hallelujah.
God, good.
Nice. Nice. Those shoes look comfortable. Yeah, you're healed. Just go ahead and walk. You're fine, right?
Amen.
Feels good, right? I mean, a little stiff because the muscles cramp up, but you're good. You're healed. All right. Bless you, sir. What do you need there? Now, didn't you get up and teach today? Well, you were teaching up there, man. You did a good job.
I was. Thank you.
Brother Smear, Dave. Smeared out. You're smeared. Okay. Okay. Put your legs out, sir. Okay. Gee whiz. You're way off, man. Look. About 2 inches. You what? You used to wear lifts?
Yeah.
Not anymore. You're even right now.
Amen.
I mean, you're even right now.
Amen.
You used to wear lifts. Well, Jesus just lift you right up, my brother.
Thank you.
All right. Good. Amen. What's this for?
My wife has been sick all month.
Your wife is sick? I just can't get over that collar, you know? It's like Elvis. What size do I wear? Probably about a 17 and a half. Yeah, 17. Don't worry about it. It's okay. I'm just joking. What's your wife's name?
Lynn.
Father, we thank you for healing Lynn from the top of her head to the bottom of her feet. We ask you to bless her. According to Acts 19:11, you wrought special miracles by the hands of Paul. They were brought into handkerchiefs and apron. When they laid their hands on them, evil spirits were delivered and they were healed in Jesus' name. We thank you for that now in Jesus' mighty name. Let's lift our hands right now and worship. Don't clap. Just worship the Lord. Let's give him all the praise and just worship him. All over the congregation, just stand to your feet for a minute and just worship him. We've got a lot. We've got more services to come. And God's going to do some wonderful things. Let's just thank him. Stand. Just lift your hands and give him all the praise and glory. Many of you, a healing has begun in your bodies and you're seeing it. But we give Jesus all the praise and glory and honor that's due unto his. Just lift our hands and worship him and give him all the praise. Say it with your lips. Thank you, Lord. We worship you. Thank you for your goodness, for your kindness, for your mercy. Go ahead and lift your hands and thank him. Brother Eric.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you so much, Brother Chris. What a powerful service we just witnessed. The Bible says it this way: if we sow into a prophet, we'll get a prophet's reward. You just saw hundreds of miracles take place here, and I believe Pastor got his miracle as well as he watched us via live stream, and I believe many others got theirs as well watching live stream. But it's time to receive an offering for Chris D'Amico Ministries. If you need a tithing offer envelope, you just raise your hands. You know where they're at. They're in the pews ahead of you. You can give electronically as well. Let's go ahead and sow into this man of God's ministry. This man of God does what you just saw in this service just about 200 days out of the year and preaches literally all around the world. Let's sow into his ministry because we will reap a prophet's reward when we sow into ministries like this. And I just want to say thank you for doing it. Go ahead. Let's bring our tithes and offerings. Let's bring our offerings to the Lord right now for Chris D'Amico Ministries. You can make your checks out to Only Believe. If you are making a check, make it out to Only Believe. Or you can go online to onlybelieve.church and you can give electronically. Just put in the notes section, special guest, Chris D'Amico, something like that. And we'll make sure every penny that comes in this offering this morning will go to Chris D'Amico. Also, don't forget, if you know someone that still needs a miracle touch, someone needs deliverance to be set free, tomorrow night, Chris will be here at 7 p.m. He'll also be here again on Tuesday as well. We can't wait to see you. We love you, Only Believe. We'll see you tomorrow night at 7 p.m. And if you can make the church in the Abundant Dedication Urbana, we'll see you at 6 tonight. God bless you.